Turn of last liberation, the end of the suffer, beginning of good things to come. Turn of the sweet celebration, the debut excitement of knowing that your work is done.
Greetings, greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador for and to the Rastafari movement. Kingdom of God, Queendom of Goddess in heaven here and now on this earth. Kingdom and Queendom of Islam here and now on this earth. Today's recording date is Sunday, July the 14th, 2013. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord saith unto the churches. Mama, Holy Spirit is talking to we, the churches, the mosques, the cathedrals, the synagogues, the temples, teaching us how to eliminate the abomination of desolation mentality. Mother, Holy Spirit, the definition here, never referred to as a depersonalized force. Mother, Holy Spirit is a living entity, and she resides in all and through all. But are we listening to her? The further definition here, the spirit, the vital principle by which the body is animated. If George Zimmerman was a spiritual scientist and understood what we are speaking, would he have yet taken the life, the precious, precious life of Brother Trayvon Martin, all of they who are justifying the wicked actions, the profiling of George Zimmerman, do they understand Mama, Holy Spirit, Christ Spirit as that principle, that vital principle by which the body is animated? Further, the rational spirit, the power by which the human being feels and thinks and decides. Was the decision made by George Zimmerman a rational decision to kill and take the life of Trayvon Martin? Rational means reasonable, sensible, sane, logical. Is it reasonable, sensible, sane, and logical to racially profile a human being and then take the life of that human being and then use the judicial system to justify such wicked, wicked actions? Is this system rational? Is the system of the United States of North America rational? Barack Obama said this is a nation of laws, as if we are to just accept the jury, accept the decision, except the so-called judicial process, when we know that the process is based on Satan, the devil, demonic, abomination of desolation. We do not accept it. It is not rational. The rational reality, the rational thing to do is to come together. Poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, come together and get rid of this system. And bring in the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven here and now on this earth. Poor working class white people, who is controlling your feelings, your thoughts, and your decisions? Why do you continue, you who do this? Why do you continue to adhere to the philosophy of white supremacy and white skin privilege? Even others have claimed the Stand Your Ground law. One fella shot at, I don't know if he killed the black brother, shot at black people who were in a vehicle so-called playing loud music. And he justified it by saying he was standing his ground, this poor working class white man. What is wrong with you? Who is controlling your feelings and your thoughts and your decisions? It is not the rational Mama Holy Spirit. It's the wicked ruling class and ruling families who seek to divide the poor working class white sister and brother from the poor working class, black, brown, red, and yellow, because they, the wicked ruling class, house of Rothschild and Oppenheimers, know their time is up and over, and so they want to keep us divided so that they can maintain control over the system and over our lives. Further, the spirit is defined as soul, S-O-U-L, and we know that the word soul is feminine. Research that word. Was it Paul that said, my soul maketh her boast in the Lord? So we see Mama Holy Spirit is feminine. We see that the soul is feminine. We are being taught to get in tune with the sacred feminine. Only then can we as men get in tune with the sacred masculine, because we are in tune with the sacred feminine and the sacred womb through whom we are born, we born and resurrected, and through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. Black people always want to know, do you have a soul? Do you have soul? Ain't you got no soul? Where is your soul? Where is that innermost part of yourself that is the soul? We want to know, do you have love for a human being? Do you have soul power? You have to get in tune with the sacred feminine. Only when we understand this teaching from the original African perspective can we come to understand Holy Spirit is our mother, and she is teaching us to listen to that sacred feminine voice. In Kemet, on the temples and tombs, you see the king interacting with the womb. You see that the seat is the representative of the sacred feminine, not for degradation, but for representation of truth, justice, and righteousness. All four sides of the seat, including the earth, are equal. Four equal sides, teaching us equality, teaching us equity, teaching us justice, getting in tune with the sacred feminine. The word kingdom in the African Hebrew language is feminine. The word head, Christ, the head of the church. That word head in the Greek language is feminine, because the head, whether male or female, has to have the mind that is in tune with the sacred feminine. Further in this definition, a simple essence devoid of or at least all devoid of all grosser matter. Let me hit that word grosser. Grosser matter. Grosser is defined as gross, let me see, grosser. A movie that earns a specified level of gross profit or income, grosser. I'm trying to find a good definition to understand what is being parlayed to us. Whole. Unmitigated in any way, gross incompetence, glaringly obvious, gross, as glaringly obvious, unmitigated, brutishly coarse, offensive, disgusting, carnal. Maybe that's the word we're looking for, carnal and sensual. All right. So if we take the word carnal as meaning base, and put that together with matter, which means, let's see what that means. The word matter is defined as physical substance, distinct from mind and spirit. So it's dealing with the science of the hidden and unseen spirit that resides in all physical construct and physical structure. This is the science of the material universe. The African scientists, Kemet, Dogon, Nubia, these scientists studied the scientific material universe and began to understand the hidden and unseen spirit and energy and power that resides in all physical things. Whereas in the European mind, in the mind of the Western European, a piece of stone and rock is dead to the European mind, the European scientist. But the African, understanding the hidden and unseen energy and spirit and atoms and molecules, understanding that when molecules move in a slow fashion, you have solid matter. When molecules and atoms move in a quick, speedily fashion, you have liquids and gas. So we're looking at this type of science here that the African Hebrew scholars injected into the Greek knowledge and Greek mind, as it was the African Hebrew scholars that wrote the scriptures into and translated the Torah into the Greek language, so that the Greek sisters and brothers, poor and working class, would have this African science and knowledge. Essence and possessed of the power of knowing, desiring, deciding, and acting. This power, this spirit, carries with her knowledge and desire and the ability to make decisions and act in accord with such knowledge and wisdom and desire and decisions. A living, giving, a life-giving spirit. This Holy Spirit gives spirit. A human soul that has left the body. So we're looking at the science of physical death, but the continuing existence of that energy, of that spirit, of that soul that gave animation to the body. A spirit higher than man, but lower than God and angel. So now we're looking at the science, the scientific study of the material universe as it is applicable to those who are called angels, the spirit masculine and the spirit feminine. The angels, their names, they have to do, or they are connected to, the characteristics and attributes of the Most High. In Islam, are there not 101 characteristics and attributes? These names, masculine and feminine, may be seen as angels, spirit attributes, spirit characteristics of the Most High Father Allah and the Most High Mother Illah. So the angels like Raphael, like Gabriel, these are masculine, but there are feminine counterparts. Maybe it's Raphaella or Gabriella, but these angels represent the characteristics and the attributes of the Most High Yahweh Yahovah, existence and life. And these angels oftentimes are connected to the elements of the universe, connected to sun, moon, stars, and planets, connected to the elemental table. Raphael has to do with the sun in Africa, Egypt. So also, demons and evil spirits who are conceived as inhabiting the bodies of men. So we're looking at demons as well, who are also spirits, but these are evil spirits. These are the other gods that you hear talked about in Torah, in New Testament. These are the idols and the gods that you hear talked about in the Quran, that demonic influence, that wicked, evil, spiritual influence that takes hold of the bodies of men and women, that is seeking to deposit the abomination of desolation into our mental construct to drive wedges between poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, so that the wicked ruling class can maintain their control on behalf of Satan the devil. Further on this definition, the spiritual nature of Christ, higher than the highest angels and equal to God, the divine nature of Christ, and Christ power and anointing, that spirit that resides within all of us. All of us are the Christ. All of us are the image of the Creator. Christ, the image of the Creator. Man and woman, the image of the Creator and Creatress. Christ, the image of creation. Man and woman, the image of creation. Man made lower than the angels. Made lower than the angels and given the power to rule this universe. Man and woman. New Testament. Christ made lower than the angels. That is you. That is me. We are the Christ. The glory of God the Father and Goddess the Mother, made lower than the angels, given the power to rule this universe, called to reconnect to our promise that if the Most High would prepare a body for us, that we would stand for truth, justice, and righteousness, called to stand up for Sabbath, stand up for Jubilee, stand up for justice and deliverance and liberation for the oppressed out of the hands of the oppressor. Stand up for the immigrants and those who have been destroyed by the system, and free all oppressed peoples and return the land, the wealth, and the resources back into the hands of the poor working class masses, oppressed proletariat, black, brown, red, yellow, white peoples of the earth. Eliminate oppression. Eliminate and destroy the power of the oppressor. This is Christ. This is us. We are the Christ. And we have the same divine nature as the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother. And we are thankful that the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother, Yahweh, Yehovah, existence and life, have given birth to us and prepared this body for us, that we may do the will of the Most High Father and Mother, Yahweh Yahovah. The disposition or influence which feels and governs the soul of anyone. There is a struggle going on, sisters and brothers. The struggle is between the wicked ruling class under the wicked disposition and influence of Satan against the wishes of the Most High, that we stand up with Mother Holy Spirit and the Almighty Father, Yahweh Yahovah, Mother Holy Spirit. So we have this fight going on. Will we follow Satan and the wicked ruling class and ruling families and continue to divide against each other? Poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, and divisions within the constructs of poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white? Will we continue to divide as Americans against those who live outside of the borders of the United States of North America? and continue to take on the military uniform and go overseas and kill other poor working class peoples of the human family? Will we continue to divide as Christians and Muslims and Jews and Hebrews and Buddhists and Zoroaster and Krishna and Voodoo and Juju and indigenous religious practitioners? Will we continue to follow such wicked mentality, influence, and disposition? Or will we allow Mother Holy Spirit to govern our soul and come together and stand together for freedom, justice, and equality? The efficient source of any power, affection, emotion, desire, we want Mother Holy Spirit to be our source for power. For when that is the reality, then we will have affection for one another. George Zimmerman would have had affection for the life of Trayvon Martin. And the 5 and 6 jurors would have had love and affection and loving emotion and the desire to see justice in this case if they were connected to Mother Holy Spirit. A movement of air, a gentle blast. Sisters and brothers, it says the wind, hence the wind itself. You see, this is science, sisters and brothers. The African Kemet Nubian Dogon Twa ancestors were absolutely and are absolutely scientists who studied this hidden and unseen spirit energy, Mother Holy Spirit, and Christ Spirit, and began to understand the scientific universe better. The African scientists began to see this hidden and unseen energy, atoms and molecules, began to see this hidden spirit energy and compare, when I say see, I mean study and see the reality, compare that reality to the wind. Did not Yahushua, Jesus, say that Mother Holy Spirit is like the wind? You can't see the wind coming, and you can't see the wind going, and you feel the effects of the wind. When the wind has come and gone, you look into the trees and you see the trees blowing. You say the wind is blowing. You feel the wind on your face. You see the wind blowing something down the street. You see the violent wind as a tornado destroying things. And you say, wow, the wind was here. You see? And so the African scientists began to compare. And Yahushua is an African Hebrew scientist. Began to compare Mother Holy Spirit and that hidden an unseen spirit energy began to be compared to the wind. And we began to see the air and the wind coming through the nose, the nostrils, and the mouth. And we began to study the physical structure and see that when the wind expired, never to return into the physical body, we said, well, this physical body is dead, no longer animated, no longer useful, and this physical structure, this physical body that housed that spirit energy, that spirit reality, comparable to the wind, the breath being breathed through the nostrils and the mouth, when that wind left, we said, well, this physical body is no longer animated, no longer alive, but we know that that energy, that spirit energy, that hidden an unseen spirit energy has gone on back to the original divine creator, creatress, is yet in existence in the universe and is now being used in some other capacity. This is African science. This is the scientific study of the scientific universe. If George Zimmerman was in tune with Mother Holy Spirit and in tune with this wonderful science, in tune with this teaching, would he have been so quick to take the life of Trayvon Martin and profiling this black boy with those six jurors, been so quick to exonerate George Zimmerman, with those lawyers of George Zimmerman had even taken the case, if even the lawyers for the Martin family understood this teaching, would they have been able to give a better case, present a better case to the jurors, that the jurors may give the correct decision, because the blood of Trayvon Martin is crying. The, what do they call that? Oh man, what's the word they use? They have a particular word in the investigation of blood, and how you can investigate the very blood and understand the actions that occurred to shed that blood. I can't even remember the word that is used. Not intrinsic. Wow. But it's a word, a technical word that is used when investigators of crime, they come in and investigate the evidence. There's a particular word that is used. Well, that science was known years ago by the Africans. And so when the Africans constructed the book of Genesis and the Old Testament, they understood that science of investigation. And so they put in the scripture that the blood of Abel began to cry out for justice. And so we see that today the blood of all the innocents, from Abel all the way down to Trayvon Martin, all the way down to the sisters and brothers all over the earth that are dying and suffering because of this wicked, no good, rotten system. Let's take this last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.